Hey gang, it's me again with another audio boo on this date, March 27th, 2013. Or, no, 2014. Well, March 27th, 2013 was last year. It was a year ago today that I was getting ready to head out for Alabama on the Greyhound bus. Well, I wasn't on the bus yet. I was just, would have been just having lunch before leaving for Alabama in the afternoon. But anyway, it's 1 year later, March 27th, 2014, and I just came out of Tim Hortons and heading towards the bowling alley. And I'm going to shake a leg because it's almost quarter to two. Got talking to Delma, and I meant to do it earlier, but the Wi-Fi was acting wonky. It was acting wonky there, and so I just figured I would do the boo on the way here. Well, that's what I did, and we finally got in touch. We talked a few minutes, and just walking across Main and no, this is Lock Street. Just crossing over with the light, passing Murphy's. But anyway, yeah, I'm hearing a few, actually a couple things. The last boo you heard from a couple hours ago, the last ride on the Niagara on the Lake to St. Catharines Link, that is a bus that's been, I've been using. I myself have been using it since like 1990. I think I used it a couple times in the later 80s to go to from Niagara on the Lake to St. Catharines. And after I moved back to St. Catharines, I used it several times to go visit my parents. And now since I've been back home, the end of October, I've used it to come in for bowling. And on the 29th, that bus is being discontinued. And for very poor ridership. And it's unfortunate, but I can't really say that I blame them, because it was first student transport. That's it was a yellow school bus, and they were running that. And it's been it would go every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. But I get on earlier this month, and the driver tells me that the bus will be discontinued on the 29th of March, which is this Saturday. And not really surprised, because the ridership was just terrible. I was, a lot of times, was the only one of the only ones going into St. Catharines. Sometimes there'd be the odd person or two going in, but it just was just awful at $5 a pop. And there goes a U-Haul. But anyway, it was $5 each way, so you went in for the day with $10. Well, I asked about the Niagara on the Lake Transit bus that they started a couple years ago. That goes as far as Niagara College. And if you wanted to go into St. Catharines, you'd get a connecting city bus to go either to Niagara Falls or St. Catharines or wherever. And that's going to be the only way now. And the last few Mondays when I've gone into the hospital, that's what I used to go in. So now that's my only option. Now, if City St. Catharines Transit doesn't run their bus after the college is done, then unless there's another way in, you're pretty much stuck. So that's the story on that. And that's why I did that audio boo, just the last ride. Didn't really talk. It's the sound of the bus, just an old school bus. It's not the same bus I used 20-some years ago, but it's just a school bus. And so there's a scoop on that. So there you know, it's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. But anyway, just on my way to bowling now, walking up Main Street. And so hopefully I have another good day. Last week was good. See, another couple weeks or so, the season should be done. And there'll be no tournament this year because not enough teams joined in. We think it may have been a kind of a kind of fixed, because Barrie was supposed to be in Barrie this year. And there were like two or three teams from there that all, of course, voted in favor, so it kind of tipped the scales in their favor. And I, but, you know, we don't know that, or if just costs was just, they just couldn't do, it was just too much. So, no tournament this year, so I don't know if it's going to be the way it is from now on, or what they're going to do about that. But, that's a scoop of that on bowling. Now, as many of you may have noticed, Audioboo has given, as I actually found it out last night and this morning, people were talking about Audioboo extending recording time for people. I have the pro version now for another couple months. It'll be, I think, the late June, or I think the 7th, 8th of June, something like that, when the pro count is up. I now have an hour recording time. It was half an hour. They've upped it to an hour, apparently. And those people that had the free account, that had 5 minutes and 3 minutes, they now have 10 minutes. And so when mine goes back to free, I'm going to have 10 minutes up from the 6 I had. Which I'm not going to complain about that. I think that's ideal for most people. Because, you know, most people, they talk, and unless you're really doing something really significant, then you don't really need more than that, I don't think. But I think they could have kept it at half an hour because, well, okay, they're increasing the time, and it's, I guess it's worth, if people pay it, it's worth it. But I assure you, I mean, I'm not no pro producer or anything like that, so there's going to be no way I'm going to have a boo. I mean, I've had very rare occasions I've had my boos more than like 15, 20 minutes. I think there's maybe a couple. And so there definitely won't be any hour-long boos from me, that's for sure. So, I have to read more details on the blog as to why they've done it, but that's apparently the scoop. And I saw yesterday, I saw more time, and I thought, wow, this is cool. So, that's the deal on that. So, anyway, I can't think of anything else to say. Saw both buses go by, so should get there in time for bowling. I mean, there's hardly anybody really. Might just be there was just a few of us there last week bowling. There was only three of us bowling, and plus the coaches, so we'll have to see what happens with it this week. So, I guess, normally I listen to music here, but thought I would do this boo while I'm on the way to bowling, so I'll talk at y'all later, and I will see y'all next audio boo. So everyone take care, and catch up with you next time. So long.